He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is March the 7th. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we had a jobs report this morning, and we're getting a mixed reaction to that jobs report so far. But the markets are green for the most part, not the NASDAQ. NASDAQ down again today, and I'll explain my thoughts behind that here in a moment. The S&P 500 right now, let's see, where are we at? The S&P 500, I show up 5 points. Is that right? No, 1 point. Just less than 1 point. 0.72. The S&P is at 1877 right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, which has been bouncing all over the place, it's up 61 right now to 16,482. The NASDAQ has now gone positive. Is that right? Man, this is really a wild morning. I'm seeing green, I'm seeing red, and then, no, it's negative. The NASDAQ is down 11 points right now to 4,340. Gold is down 1.5% today to 1,333. We've got crude oil at 102.09, and you know, we got to keep in the back of our mind that that Ukrainian situation may have gone off the front page of the newspaper, but it hasn't been solved by any means, and I think that's probably why you've seen a little bit of weakness here in the go-go stocks the last couple of days as we head into the weekend. Sometimes countries like to do action over the weekends when the news is kind of asleep. You see a lot of risk off towards the end of the week sometimes in markets. The 10-year yield is at 2.80. Interest rates continue to rise. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's been another kind of a wild week in the market, but let's suffice it to say that we will celebrate the 5th anniversary of the bull market. By trading days, today would be the anniversary. We were 5 years ago. The S&P 500 hit 666, and today it's at 1,881. It would actually be on Sunday, March the 9th, and we've talked a lot about this bull market that has ensued for the last 5 years. How many of you out there have been invested during this bull market? Or have you been a skeptic the whole time? How have skeptics been rewarded in this bull market? They've been punished. They've been punished mightily. How often do you get a chance to have your 401k ride along with an S&P 500 that's gone from 666 to 1,881? The past 5 years should have turned your 401k into a 901k or a 1001k by now if you just followed the S&P 500. But I think there's a lot of people out there that have buckled at the knees, or they never had the faith to begin with when this thing started to take off to get back in. It's like, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice. You know the old saying. And of course, there's a lot of people out there that were burnt in the year 2000 by the crash of the NASDAQ. There's a lot of people out there that were burnt in the year 2008 by the crash of the financial sector. And they're very leery to climb back into a stock market. But then you have to look at what the alternatives are. The alternatives are to do nothing and stay frozen in cash. So if you had a $100,000 401k back in 2009 and you've stayed frozen all that time, you might have like $105,000 today, and inflation has ran ahead of you mightily. Or you might have gone to the sidelines several times along the way, buckling at the knees. Well, you know what? I don't have the magic elixir. That's all I do is I look at the facts on a daily basis. I weigh the facts out in my mind, and I make a lot of little decisions. And the net result has been that I have been in this entire bull market. And you say, well, you're a guy that's fully invested all the time anyway, so that's not saying anything. Well, that's not the truth. I'm not a guy that's fully invested all of the time. But I've never seen anything along the way that has made me buckle at the knees and sell everything and go to cash. There's been many yellow flags that have gone up along the way over the last 5 years that have caused me to raise my cash levels, that have caused me to step lightly in the market. But for the most part, I have ridden this five-year-old bull market, and the results show it in the newsletters that I publish every weekend, in the money that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. My company has grown significantly over the last 5 years, and I look ahead to much future growth in the future. No, I'm not a permabull. I always have 1 foot in the door and 1 foot out the door because I've seen the bulls and the bears come and go and the cycles over time. And I know just as much as the next guy that there is a bear out there lurking around the corner at some point in time. I don't know if it's next week, next month, next year, or 2 years from now. That's why I say you have to stay in the moment. You have to look at the individual stocks that you own on a daily basis. You have to look at your asset class rankings and your sector rankings. But I know one thing that you can't do. Every time one of these leading sectors goes through a little bit of sell-off, maybe 2%, 3%, 4%, I see my Twitter activity increase. Bill, what's wrong? Should I panic? Should I stay calm? You know what? Here's my answer. If you can't ride through 2 or 3, 4, 5% corrections in stocks, in sectors, and asset classes, you have to question your ability to even be in the stock market, because I think it may be hazardous to your health. You can't panic every time little corrections, little consolidations, little sell-offs come along, because those are daily moves in the market. And in that case, you have to step back from the situation. You have to analyze the situation. You have to analyze the rankings of what you own. You have to analyze the one-year charts of what you own. I suppose that my definition of a stock falling apart is much different from a lot of other people's definition. I'll get someone writing to me saying, this stock is falling apart, Bill, what should I do? And I'll get alarmed, you know, and I'll say, oh my gosh, I must be missing something here. And I'll look up the stock myself, even though I probably already looked at it a couple times during the day. And I'll look at it, and it'll be down like 2 or 3%, still in a healthy uptrend. Still vibrant, still flourishing, and I'll say, what is this guy talking about? He needs to step back a little bit and take a couple aspirin, get some rest, and revisit it. So you have to, you know, keep things in perspective. 5 years now and counting. We don't know how long it will go, but it will continue until it's over, and it ain't over till it's over. I'll be headed back to St. Louis next weekend. I'll be doing my show Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. From the home of the Cardinals, the home of the Rams. You know, I miss the Rams here in Southern California. Maybe they'll return someday. But when I started my business, broke away from the firm that I was with back in 2006, I went shopping looking for who I should hook up with as a custodian. I think I was one of the very first advisors to hitch my wagon to Scottrade, which is headquartered back in St. Louis, Missouri. And it's been a wonderful relationship. I made a very, very good decision at that time. Scottrade is a first-class, A-number-one company with very, very good service. I have nothing bad to say at all about the company. Here we are 7 years later in the relationship, 8 years later. And on Monday, they'll be installing me as one of only four or five advisors across the world to be on their advisory council, which I'm very proud and very honored to be chosen for such an honor. So we'll be going back to St. Louis. I'm told to try the fried raviolis. I'm told to try some of the St. Louis barbecue. So we'll have some fun back there. But the bottom line is this. I've been very, very pleased with my relationship with Scottrade over the years. They've been good to me. And I'm sure I've been good to them, bringing lots of assets in the door into the Scottrade coffers. They are a private company. They're a large company. They're a company that's invested heavily in technology. When I think back on the technology that existed in 2006, when I was trying to manage accounts, and the technology that exists today, I see the commitment that they've made to being one of the top brokerage firms in the world, and that they are. This is Bill Gunderson. We're going to talk a little bit about some good stocks here when we come back. Best stocks now, not of yesteryear. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I get asked quite a bit these days. Controversial subject, I know, but I definitely have an opinion on it. What do you think of the marijuana stocks? You know what? I would avoid like the plague. That's my answer. We're looking for best stocks now. We'll go in a completely different direction here from the marijuana stocks. Instead, we're going to go up the line here a little bit in Southern California. The Magic Kingdom, where we have had some experiences over the years. I've grown up in Southern California. I've certainly been to Disneyland many times in my life. Disney is now a $146 billion company. A guy had an idea, didn't he? He imagineered a theme park and movies and animation and television shows and good old Americana. A guy by the name of Walt Disney. And I grew up not too far from said Magic Kingdom. Have been there many times. And Disney, of course, has grown into much, much more than just a theme park over the years. And Disney currently is back on my best stocks now list. And it's a stock that I own in my income accounts. Why would you own a stock in your income accounts? Well, Disney doesn't pay a big dividend, but it pays 1%, so it qualifies. It pays what a CD is going to pay you. You have your choice. You could put your money into a CD, which is safe. I'm not knocking anybody that feels safe in a CD and they're going to get their 1% over time and double their money every 72 years and get clobbered by inflation. Or you can put together an eclectic mix of stocks that pay dividends that are comparable to a CD or even better. I think the average yield right now on my income account is about 4%, which is pretty good in today's world. But we're not looking for 4% returns on that account this year. Last year we got well over 20% returns on the account. You say, well, how is that possible if you're average yield is just 4% on the account, because the rest came through capital appreciation. And I guess that's the problem I have with the CD. There's no chance of that CD going up in value along the way. Boy, I like to make investments in things that I think are going to go up in value. That's why people buy rare stamps. That's why people buy rare coins. That's why people like my little brother collect Beatles memorabilia. That's why you watch shows like Pawn Stars. I was watching it the other night. Somebody brought in a guitar that was played by Jimi Hendrix, one of his main guitars that he used in the studio. You're looking to that guitar not only for the sentimental value that it has, but as an investment. Hopefully it will continue to go up in value over time. And I look at stocks the same way. I like to collect stocks. I like to collect aggressive growth ones that are out there on the cutting edge of drug discovery, technological discovery, whatever it is, retail, a new restaurant idea, doesn't matter. We're looking for a growth story that's going to capture America's imagination like Disney did many years ago. You say, well, Bill, you talk about best stocks now, not best stocks of yesteryear. Yeah, but Disney's got its groove back. One of these big companies can come along and be resurgent, which Disney has. You know, over the last 5 years, Disney has grown its earnings by 16% per year. And Disney is currently one of the stocks in my income and growth collection. A very select private selection of companies from amongst 3,897, something like that, that I think fit my thesis of best stocks now. And Disney is one of those. And here's, let's go through the numbers of how the Magic Kingdom has performed over time. Disney, over the last 10 years, the stock has delivered 13.7% per year to investors. This is almost triple the returns of the S&P 500. Over the last 5 years, Disney has delivered 41% per year to investors, almost double the returns of the S&P 500. And my hat is off. My hat with the Mickey Mouse ears is off to Bob Iger, who runs the Magic Kingdom stock, who's done such a wonderful job at growing the company. Over the last 3 years, Disney has grown its, or the stock has gone up by 25% per year, doubling the returns of the S&P 500. And over the last year, the stock is up almost 50% per year. When we moved to San Diego, we moved right next door to a drive-in theater. This was the mid-60s. And every weekend, there would be a Disney movie playing at the drive-in theater. And sometimes those Disney movies would be there for a couple of months at a time. I mean, this is the Sleeping Beauty Cinderella days. And there would be a line. The cars would start lining up at about 3:30 in the afternoon, 4 in the afternoon, cars full of families anxious to see the latest Disney movie. And they would pull the cars into the drive-in theater and order the popcorn and sit back in the car, a new experience for Americans. And watch the latest Disney movie. And where we lived, not too far away, we could hear during the best part of the movie, all the car horns would honk. And I would say to myself, it must be 8:15. And they just killed the Wicked Witch. I knew exactly what was happening at that drive-in theater. Those were the good old days, weren't they? That drive-in theater is now a shopping center. Oh, well. But Disney has racked up the big returns over the years. Tremendous returns, tremendous performance by the CEO of Disney. Disney is currently trading at 18 times forward earnings, a little bitty discount to the average stock in my database. But when I take those earnings and grow them, now get this, Disney's a $146 billion company, yet the analyst consensus is that they can grow by 16% per year over the next 5 years. That's pretty doggone good for a company that's been around and as mature as Disney, but they found a lot of opportunities along the way, haven't they? And they've branched out from just the Magic Kingdom. I have a $148 target price on Disney. Disney's currently trading at $83 per share. When I stack up Disney against all the other stocks out there, which, by the way, is right now 3,834, Disney comes in at number 217, and it is a stock that I own in my Best Stocks Now income and growth account because I think the potential is there to collect some income over time, and hopefully, as an owner of the company, a part owner of the company, also participate in the growth of said company going forward.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or PW Street.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I'll be writing the newsletter again this weekend. We'll take a look at the following topics. Number one, we'll take a look at the big picture, the big technical picture of the market as we currently stand here at the five-year anniversary of a bull market that began on March 9th of 2009 when the S&P 500 hit 666 and the Dow hit, I think it was 6,600, something like that. And of course, here's what it's been doing ever since. It's been hitting new highs. But we'll take a look at the current technical picture of the S&P, of the Dow, of the NASDAQ, of the emerging markets, of the bond market, of the gold market, to give you a good snapshot a good picture of what's taking place right now. There was a dramatic change in the technical analysis this past week, which I'll be bringing to your attention in this week's newsletter. We'll next drill down and take a look at the current ranking of the 34 asset classes that we have to choose from. Everything from cash to precious metals to shorting the market to short-term treasuries, intermediate-term treasuries, long-term treasuries, sovereign debt, you name it, real estate, U.S. stocks, small cap stocks, emerging market stocks, stocks from all over the world. We don't leave anything out. Everybody has a fair chance in my system. I'm an equal opportunity investor. I give everybody a chance, that is. But in the end, I invest in what I think are only the very, very best. And then we're going to drill down further and we're going to take a look at the sectors of the market. We know for the last 15 months, basically four sectors out of 60, four sectors out of 60 have led this market, have led the charge for the last 15 months. And if you've been focused in these sectors, you've done very, very well. What is the current status of the sector rankings? How are the leading sectors holding up? Are they ready to hand off the baton to some sectors that are coming up behind? It will happen at some point in time. Is there a transition taking place right now from the leading sectors to the second tier that have been rising? We'll analyze that in the newsletter this week. And then we'll go into the aggressive growth portfolio. The aggressive growth portfolio is made up of mostly small and mid-cap stocks, although I'm not against throwing in a large cap if it becomes one of the great aggressive growth stocks in the world. Tesla would certainly be a candidate for those honors. But we'll take a look at my current lineup of stocks that I have chosen. The chosen few. Many are called, but few are chosen. And there's only, I think, 22 to 23 stocks in that portfolio at the current time. It is a very select and premium bunch of stocks. You know, I was watching a rerun. I had to tape it because I missed the live show. I like this show called The Profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, Marcus Lemonis. He does a good show. He teaches a lot of true business principles. I think anybody who owns a business should watch. I mean, you can take a course at the community college that lasts weeks, and they'll teach you about business principles. You'll learn more in 1 hour watching Marcus Lemonis than you will in that. And you know what? The vast majority of businesses fail. But I was watching Marcus Lemonis. He was at a company that sells premium beef and lamb and stuff like this. And he was at Peter Luger's Steakhouse in New York, which is one of the most famous steakhouses in the world. And by the time a steak ends up on a diner's plate at Peter Luger's Steakhouse, it has to be the best of the best of the best. Why should your portfolio be any different? You should have Peter Luger quality stocks in your portfolio. What do I consider to be the select, the prime, the very best at the current time from the aggressive growth field? Well, I will tell you this weekend in my newsletter. Then we're going to drop down because not everybody has the stomach, the tolerance, the risk tolerance for the smaller mid-cap stocks, which can be more volatile from time to time. I go down next to the conservative growth stocks, the larger companies. These are mostly mid and large cap companies, a little bit less volatility than your average stock. Man, that portfolio is having a great year so far this year. It did very, very well last year. Not as good as the small cap stocks because small caps had a big edge over the large and mid caps last year. But that portfolio has done very well over time. And right now, It has what I consider to be the Peter Luger quality stakes or stocks in it. The very best of the best of the best. And I'm constantly looking to upgrade it. If there's something that's not working, then we're going to get it out of there and we're going to upgrade it. I made a few upgrades this past week. I list them in my newsletter. I'm a transparent kind of guy. I stick my neck on the line, for better or for worse. If I'm bad at what I do, it'll soon show up in the newsletters and the portfolios that I run, and you'll say, well, this guy, he don't know it any more than the next guy. Throw a dart and do better. I'll let you be the judge. And then we go to the next level for the real conservative people, which I don't fault anybody for being conservative and risk averse with their money. That's probably a good thing. Those folks probably aren't investing in all kinds of risky investments where you end up losing all your money. They're conservative. Maybe they've been burnt a few times, and they want to stick with the companies that pay dividends, the Disneys of the world, and other companies like that. I have a very eclectic mix of dividend-paying stocks that pay dividends, but, and here's the big one, have the potential for capital appreciation over the years. And I give example after example here on the air. You can look up my writings. You can look up the articles I've written for MarketWatch. Every single article that I've written is there. Take a look at some of the dividend stocks that I've written about over the last few years and how those stocks have done. I have a pretty impressive array of articles out there of companies that have done spectacularly well over time. You can look up my articles for thestreet.com. I believe we have one out there today. I haven't looked yet at any new articles, but we've had several this past week, including a very controversial article that I wrote about Tesla. That article was on Seeking Alpha, which is the third outlet that I write for. And you can look up the stocks that I've written about and how I've carefully chosen the stocks that end up in the portfolios that I manage. Now, having said that, from time to time, my opinions change on stocks. I'll get someone who said, you wrote an article about this company a year and a half ago and it hasn't done anything. I said, yeah, and I also sold it 13 months ago. If you've been following my newsletter, if I sell something, I send out a tweet. You know, and here's one other subject I'd like to address. People ask me all the time, what's a good stock for the long haul? I don't know that there is a good stock for the long haul. There's no such thing as the long haul anymore in the stock market. With all the day trading and program trading and technical analysis and ease of trading that goes on anymore, I don't know that there is a stock. I'm not willing to make a 5-year commitment to a stock when I buy it. I'm not willing to make a 3-year commitment to a stock when I buy it. I'm not even willing to make a 1-year commitment. I'm not even willing to make a 1-week commitment to a stock. If something changes, something changes. And I'm not going to stubbornly hold on saying, well, I know I'm right. My thesis is right. I've seen people ride stocks into the ground stubbornly because they felt like their fundamental thesis was right. I've seen world-class, world-famous investors ride stocks into the ground because they felt like their fundamental thesis was right. And conversely, I've seen them short stocks, only to watch them soar and soar and soar. And these are famous investors. There comes a point when you have to admit you've made a mistake and move on. Now, you can get my newsletter this weekend, pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com. We'll be right back for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here so far today. We've wished the five-year-old bull market happy anniversary. Where were you 5 years ago today when the S&P 500 was languishing in the mid-600s, and today it's well over 1,800? And where have you been all along the way? I can't answer that question. Only you know whether or not you've ridden it, whether you've taken advantage of an opportunity that comes along a few times in our lifetime, raging bull markets, which hopefully has carried your 401k to some giddy heights here. It certainly carried the money under management here at Gunderson Capital Management to some giddy heights over the last 5 years, because my app, Best Stocks Now app, has told me to stay in. It's told me to stay in through lots of different challenges that the bull market has faced along the way. Oh boy, you're talking, what has happened in the last 5 years in our country, in the world, in the economy, in the interest rate environment, and things will continue to be thrown at the market. And at some point in time, there will be that seminal moment, there will be that final straw that finally breaks the back of the bull, and the bull will start to strain and groan under pressure, start to fall down to its knees, and at some point in time, another bear will take over. And what is your plan at that point in time? A lot of people would say, well, that's why we stick with an asset allocation that rides through the good times and rides through the bad times, and overall, we just kind of get our 4, 5, 6% per year if we're lucky. Or if you're an indexer, you say, well, you know what? Come what may, I'm going to stay fully invested. And the indexes, obviously, in 2008, he got hit for about a 50% drop from the top to the bottom, which took the S&P 500 down to that mid-600 level. So I don't know. Look, is that the best answer, to stay fully invested? That's what John Bogle would tell you over at Vanguard. You see, there's all these different bits of advice out there. There's the asset allocation model, which says spread it around, like we just talked about, so you can't get hurt too much, but on the same, in the same token, you can't make too much either, because there's always going to be something offsetting something. That's called, you know, you're really hedged. You're hedged all over the place. Hedging's expensive. Insurance is expensive. And of course, there's that other set, other choir out there that would sing to you to stay fully invested in the market through thick or thin. The Vanguards of the world, the indexers of the world. And then there's a guy like me who likes to take a little bit of each of those philosophies. Instead of spreading your assets all over the place, instead, I strategically invest in what I consider to be the very best assets at any given point in time. In a rising interest rate environment like we have today, we're seeing 2.80 on the 10-year. We're seeing the Fed backing off of their purchase of bonds, so we're going to find out if bonds can stand on their own. It's just not an environment that I want to be invested in right now. I don't want to be invested in the bond market. And a lot of people in their 401ks and their TSAs and whatnot, they're invested in the bond market without knowing it. Because these mutual funds that say balanced fund, What that means is you have a big portion of bonds along with your stocks. And these mutual funds that say total return, you think that sounds pretty good. I'm getting total return here. I don't want partial return. I want total return. But a total return fund has a big portion of bonds in it. So I don't want to be involved in the bond market, number one. I want to be in only the very best asset classes. And for the last 15 months of this five-year-old bull, it has been U.S. stocks, and in particular small and mid-cap stocks, and four or five different sectors have led this charge. That's where I want to be. And I don't want to be fully invested all the time. When things started to get a little bit sloppy towards the end of last year, I raised a lot of cash. Call it a fire drill, if you will, because there will come a time when the real event is happening, when things are going south, when things are going sour, and I don't want to ride the market into the ground. I don't want to participate in a 50% drop. Now, if it happens overnight, there's always that risk. Now, that hasn't happened very much over time, but there is always that risk that some event occurs somewhere in the world that creates extreme panic and fear. And so we just have to take that risk, I suppose. But usually these bear markets don't happen overnight. The market starts to erode. The economy starts to slow. Technicals start to roll over of markets, of asset classes, of sectors. And more particularly, where it shows up first is in individual stocks. That's where I learn much more about the markets than any other thing I could do every single day. The more stocks that I look at in a day after day after day, the better feel for the market that I have. And I think that's where most folks have a big disadvantage to me. They don't have the time to look at hundreds and hundreds of stocks on a daily basis. And I would say this. I would say very few of these experts that are paraded on the TV channel during the day do that. In fact, it's obvious. I say to myself, how can that guy say that? Has he looked at the market, at individual stocks lately? How can he go on there and give that observation of the market? It blows me away sometimes. But you know what? There will be another bear. For now, let's celebrate. Let's bask in the glory of the five-year anniversary of the bull, and let's stay vigilant going forward. The only thing I can do is be here every day doing the radio show, give you my honest observations. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I don't have a hidden agenda. I'm giving you my honest observations. You can listen to me. You can take what I say and throw it away if you want. I write my newsletter every week, which sums up my daily observations and takes out the bullet points on the weekends. And of course, the app that I invented keeps me in touch, keeps my pulse on the market, and helps empower the average individual investor out there. We're 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.